From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Monday, June 10th. State Farm is walking back its decision to not renew thousands of homeowner policies in the state. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
In March, State Farm announced it would not renew around 30,000 homeowner policies due to increasing fire danger. Now it says it will renew those policies if homeowners purchase fire coverage from the California Fair Plan. That's according to an email sent by a company spokesperson this week. The Fair Plan is California's carrier of last resort and is more expensive and less comprehensive than other insurance policies. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
A 1 cent per dollar sales tax increase could be coming to Butte County. NSPR's Eric Adams reports.
That's one proposal in the 2024 to 2025 budget, which the Board of Supervisors will take up tomorrow. Staff say the county has long needed to generate more revenue to fund fire services, law enforcement, and libraries. And this tax increase could bring in enough to stabilize the budget. The county is also recommending supervisors gather community input on the proposed tax change. Tomorrow's meeting begins at 9 a.m. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Chico residents will see more road closures this week as the city continues making improvements along the Esplanade. Beginning today, both lanes of Memorial Way and Oleander Avenue will be closed to all traffic, including pedestrians and bikes. It will not reopen until August 16th. City officials say that residents should avoid the area when possible and plan for delays. And the Shasta County Board of Supervisors voted last week to create a panel to review applicants for the vacant registrar voters position. The board selected its chair, Kevin Cry, District 2 Supervisor Tim Garman, and Director of Support Services, Monica Fugit. The panel will screen the 27 applicants for the position and refer the finalists for a public interview with the whole board. The search comes after the previous registrar, Kathy Darling Allen, retired earlier this year. The appointee will fill the vacant position through the end of Darling Allen's term, ending in early 2027. Then the position will return to being selected via popular vote. And in other news, with another heat wave forecast for Northern California this week, many residents are looking for ways to stay cool. While the region has a number of beautiful rivers, experts caution many are still too cold and running too fast for swimming due to increased snowmelt. Aaron Zettlerman is the executive director at the South Yuba River Citizens League. Speaking with CAP Radio Inside host Vicky Gonzalez, he says the river is flowing around 1,600 cubic feet per second.
We are still early, well before the sort of safe swimming season. You know, even myself as somebody who kayaks and is a very strong swimmer, spends a lot of time in the river, I'm not really thinking about bringing my dog out or going swimming until the river's down closer to about 300 cubic feet per second or even lower.
Zettlerman says it's too soon to know when rivers may be safer for swimming. And finally, Governor Gavin Newsom visited the North State last week to tour the ongoing dam removal project along the Klamath River. That's according to a statement from the governor's office on Friday. The hydroelectric dams being removed have damaged the water quality in the Klamath for decades and harmed salmon populations. The dam removal project aims to revitalize a 400-mile stretch of the river. The project is a partnership between the Karuk and Yurok tribes, California, Oregon, and several other agencies. And those are your headlines for Monday, June 10th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.